You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
I think it's the Botox. No. Does Botox numb your face? Yeah, you can't move your face with Botox. Isn't that the deal? I'm Christine Kraft. I'm in for Drex. Tonight, be with you this segment here, and then we have John Batchelor, who looks at global and world politics and all kinds of interesting stuff, more from a conservative in the truest sense perspective, and a very interesting show that's on after the Drex show. I want to bring this up because, of course, if you've ever heard me on KG over the years, you know I'm an animal advocate. So I thought this was kind of a story that tied in. Do a little animal segment here a bit, because three interesting stories. The first, I suppose, is what everyone's been talking about, the San Francisco Police Department's magazine, which had a thing, isn't it time? I don't have it in front of me, but it was a black Labrador, a white Labrador, and the black Labrador has a sign, Black Labs Matter, and the white Labrador says there are four kinds of there's the black lab, the chocolate lab, the yellow, and there's a white Labrador. So therefore, I'll take them all. Thank you. So that's all I have to say about that. I do think Clint Eastwood is right in a certain sense, not when he criticizes Mr. Khan for being a poor slob, which is absurd, but rather this idea of that everything has to be so politically correct. Black Lives Matter, perfectly legitimate organization. They have a great point. They are entitled to have their organization and to make their point. But when somebody does something they don't like, they have to realize that the people saying something they don't like, in this case, a perfectly innocent ad to some eyes, more intentionally, evilly racist in others, in any event, with the two dogs. It's just basically said, amidst all of this between, and it's cops, right? It's the blue. You see blue ribbons tied everywhere now. Cops versus black young men is supposedly the Black Lives Matter, or black people in general, male, female, of any age, I guess. Therefore, it's this dichotomy, it's this battle between the two things. And the little thing was just kind of a little pressure valve, two little dogs, a black lab and a white lab. Black labs matter instead of lives, and all labs matter. And Black Lives Matter, the organization, got all crazy, and, well, not crazy, they have a right to be outraged, but they also don't have a right to make others be silent. So the genius of the First Amendment is more speech. If you don't like something, speak your piece. I think that the police officers, society, whoever puts out this magazine, have every right to put that sort of ad up. And as I say, and one other thing about black dogs, because that's what BLM apparently took upset about. We were comparing black people to dogs, and that was somehow evil. Black dogs, this is about real black dogs. In shelters all across the United States, shelter directors tell us, whether it's here in the Bay Area, Peninsula Humane, any of them, the good shelters, Marin, all of those, will tell you that the dogs least likely to get adopted, all other factors being equal, are black dogs. So yes, black labs matter. And so there. So I agree with Clint Eastwood that sometimes there is really way, way, way too much political correctness. Or you assume if you're outraged by something that your outrage means you get to shut up the other side. Doesn't work that way. That's fascism. So very often the anti-fascist groups that speak out, we will not let the skinheads be heard, we're going to silence them, they're being fascist. When you try to silence speech of any kind, that's fascism. It's like Donald Trump, as I said earlier, threatening to sue any news organization that says something he doesn't like about him. He's going to sue them. You'll be sued upside down. Right, okay, that's fascism, Donald. That reveals more than anything what you are, more than a lot. So there's a related animal story that's political as well. I thought I would pass on to you. May comment at 8080810. You may have seen this video either on your Facebook feed or somewhere. That's where I saw it. Secret Service agents, and actually there was a hot mic, so you heard this, stepped up on stage in, it was yesterday, at a campaign rally in Las Vegas, Hillary Clinton, the campaign rally close to us, Las Vegas, and some animal rights activists interrupted her speech. Secret Service agents jumped up on the stage, you probably saw that, some of you have, and when they told her on this hot mic, keep talking, she doesn't skip a beat. She says, we'll keep talking, and apparently these people are here to protest Trump, because Trump and his kids have killed a lot of animals. We've been waiting so long for this for some. I think they were saving this for the final 90-some days, because you know how at the Republican convention, and CNN was also gushy and all the nets, oh, the Trump children, they're just so wonderful. We can't stand it. He has raised these magnificent children, just beyond belief. How what a wonderful family. And the two sons, the sons of Ivana and Donald, that's Eric and Donald Jr., the weak-chinned men in the 30s, both of them, it's easy to discover this if you haven't seen this or the Simpsons comic little movie about Donald Trump and his sons who shoot mother elephants in front of their babies for fun and chop off the tails and kill in Africa all sorts of fine wild animals, the bigger and more beautiful cats and anything they can kill and get their hands on. This is how they get their jollies. This is how they get their stiffies, those Trump sons. So I don't think they're all so wonderful. You keep waiting. When is someone, instead of, oh, these Trump children, they're so wonderful. Well, let's look at what they do with daddy's money. Then the stories about the Iceland trips and the women they pay to come to their parties and the cocaine and all of that. They're wonderful children. So finally, Hillary Clinton, without having to point to the pictures, because she doesn't have to, she just says, Trump and his sons have killed a lot of animals. Now, I don't know if Trump has directly, personally, he probably has people to do that for him, but his sons certainly have. I think Donald Trump has said he doesn't understand why his sons do that, but if that's what they want to do, okay. So, in any event, that finally brought up. But the interesting thing about it, not just the, finally the Trump sons, just Google it, you'll see the pictures, became part of the mainstream discussion, or it got brought up, at the same time, it showed something very interesting about Hillary Clinton. You may remember at some of the earlier Trump rallies, there was one, I don't remember where it was. It was outside an airport, airplane hangar, and he landed just outside of it and gave a speech in very, very hot weather. You remember this. And somebody rushed him and tried to go after him, and the Secret Service took this person down. But you saw Trump flinch, almost as if he's doing the imitation of the disabled reporter when he shakes his hand up. He got like that. He got so scared. Compare that to Hillary Clinton. Secret Service agents jump up on the stage. You hear a rumbling from the audience. You know they're protesters and your agents, because they try to be not so visible, okay? I mean visible, but not jumping up on the stage unless there's really something. They jump up. She is as cool as a cucumber. This woman is so ready to lead this country. Here's another animal story quickly before I take my departure. Oh, if you've not seen the Chronicle, check out SF Gate or the Chronicle. They have a story about the Russian River. Big health warning for both, not just dogs, but kids too. There's an algae that can kill you. So I hate to destroy tourism at the Russian River, but it's something you need to know. These are posted from the health department, and it's potentially harmful blue-green algae detected in the Russian River. Authorities considering closing, I'm just reading from the subhead, closing beaches and advising people to stay out of the river over the holiday weekend. And this is August 5th. Yeah, a dog that came in contact with the poisonous algae died on Thursday. Two other dogs suspected of suffering a similar fate earlier this summer, and it's back. So the algae, Russian River, don't go near the water. One final story. Should this man get the same punishment as anyone else? And I say, hell yes. This is out of Ohio. And an Amish man caught on video fatally beating an overworked horse to death. Horse has this huge truck filled with watermelon. This Amish guy is down on the ground beating him because the horse has collapsed in hot weather. Well, I know what I and the argument is, well, should the laws apply to the Amish? Do we have time for any calls? No, probably not. But you can imagine what my point of view is. You don't get a religious exemption for such hideous cruelty. I'm a big horse lover. I don't want to talk too much about horses because that's a very upsetting story. Yeah, fine note to leave on. Fine note to leave on. Oh, I wish I had time because I'd talk about why I think the next governor of California should not be Gavin Newsom or Antonio Villaraigosa, but rather someone who has some knowledge and integrity, John Chang. But I don't have time to do that, do I? No, I don't. Thanks so much. It's been a kick filling in for Drex. I'll see you on the radio. I'm Christine Kraft. You're listening to KGO.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.